Yeah. Ken, are you a private phone working? Is this line all right?
I think so.
This is between me and you and God. I don't want anybody else to know it. Can I talk to you on that basis?
Yeah.
I've got four men I'm considering for Secretary of Treasury.
Yeah.
The bankers and the businessmen and the Dillons and the prudent men want Don Cook, who's president of American Power and Light. He's by far the best and most qualified.
Yeah.
He will not come. He wrote me a two-page letter. He wants to come, wanted to come, would come. His company worked it out. He's got companies in Virginia, and he's a great friend of Harry Bird's, and he's and the president of that company's in Virginia, in West Virginia, Indiana, Ohio, maybe Illinois. He's a great expert, and my man, the business council and Greenwald, all the prudent men have recommended him. He's top of everybody's list. McNamara said he's the smartest man in the country, all the rest of them. At one time, 4 or 5 years ago, he worked for the Senate 11 years ago. He handled Dick Russell's MacArthur investigation, and he wrote all the questions for Dick. That's why it went so perfectly. He was not pro-Truman or anti-Truman, but he was objective, and Russell looked mighty good. Sometime during that period, Bobby Baker called him up. He had met him in the Senate, didn't know him well at all, but called him up, asked him to see the president of this magic, this outfit that Burns got mixed up with.
Yeah.
He saw him, and he said there's a Jew over at SEC that's been unfair to him, and Cook had been former head of SEC.
Yeah.
The magic man dropped in on him in New York. He told Bobby he'd see him if he came to New York. He came in, he dropped into his power company office, and he saw him, and he said, well, next time I'm in Washington, I'll drop into SEC and see what's wrong. He dropped in, he found out this little Jewish boy was giving him hell and harassing him, and he talked to Cohen, who's a commissioner, about it, and said what the man needs, a lawyer, and just tell the truth, and all the security bill is a truth bill. If you tell the truth, they can't do anything anyway, even though they don't approve what you're doing. Just give them the facts. So go hire a lawyer, and he told him to hire a Jewish lawyer named Friedman over in Arnold, Fortas, and Porter, because Fortas used to be in the SEC, and he'd been there 15 years, and he's the smartest one. So he went over and hired him and filed his registration statement, and it was approved, and they had no trouble, and that's all he needed was to have it filed properly, and he didn't need any influence. Cook didn't exercise any, and a month or two later, he read the registration statement, came out, and he bought 1,000 shares of magic, and he paid, I think, 40 for it, and he sold them for 38. He lost a couple thousand dollars. He made no money. Nobody paid him anything for it, but his wife. When they started talking about confirming him, and he talked to Bird, and Bird was strong for him and urged him to do it, he had to give up a couple $100,000 salary a year, and he had to go through this. Dillon asked him to do it. His wife's had a change of life, that's very confidential, and had an operation, a hysterectomy, and she got upset, and she said, well, if John Williams and Curtis and Harry Bird and all of them are going to give you hell, I don't want to move back. So now my question is, the next man on the list is Gordon.
Gordon.
And he's the director of the budget.
Yeah.
The next man on the list is Rusa, who is a rather theoretical monetary expert. But he's gone back to New York, and he's a Jewish fella, and they say he wouldn't get along very well on the Hill, that he's kind of crusading all the time and raising hell. Cook is a good, fair man, and he's a man that you would want and that you could do business with every hour on the day, and that Harry Bird wants. Now, Harry is going to talk to John Williams and to Curtis.
Don't do it.
And if, huh?
Don't do it.
All right.
If he's got the magic touch on him, you're going to catch hell just as sure as shooting. It isn't worth it, and there's no use of you bleeding for a goddamn situation of that kind, but you will bleed. Now, you might be able to satisfy a few people up here, but you're not going to satisfy the press. That's going to be duck soup, and outfits like the Chicago Tribune are going to murder you. And it isn't worth it. Find somebody else. Let Cook alone under those circumstances. Well, we can defend him, and I'm sure we get him confirmed. But that's not the last of it, because there is the continuing confidence of the community, the business structure and the financial structure of the country. And you know damn well, somebody say, you think that son of a bitch was in magic up to his ears? And you can't live it down no matter how long he serves. So good as he is, I wouldn't do it. Life's too short.
All right. Now, you think that over and this confidentially now during the afternoon. I got to talk to you the next day or two.
Well,
but during the afternoon.
Last night to come down.
Yeah.
Tonight.
All right. You come down
Is
tonight.
Tomorrow better?
No. Anytime. There's nothing better than when you come. Anytime you want to, give me 20 minutes notice and everything will be blocked out. But in the meantime, you drift over and talk to Harry and just say, now, Lyndon talked to me this morning.
Yeah.
And give him your ideas and you all talk about it.
Yeah.
And I think if I don't, I'm going to send up the director of the budget.
Much better.
Okay, well, you
don't have to apologize.
Well, you talk to Harry.
Okay.
All right.
Waiting.